Sal, all right. And I'm going to say something nasty.
Hello, Dollars.
Where have you been?
Oh, me?
Did you suppose I was talking to you, Ninny?
Well, I don't know. We got so many animals around this place, I can't tell whether it's me or the canary you whistled at or whether it's me or the cat you're scatting. That ain't no pun either.
Just exactly where have you been at this time of the morning? Here, I've kept breakfast waiting.
Well, breakfast and I have waited for each other a long time. Let's get to it.
Oh, I fed it to Pun a long time ago.
Oh, don't feel badly, darling. I'll get you a new cat.
I don't like the shifty look in your eye. What have you been doing that you shouldn't?
Oh, ain't that just like a dame? You know, I get up early in the morning to go out and dig worms for Louise and you get sore.
Canaries don't eat worms, you idiot. They eat seeds.
Well, how was I supposed to know Louise was a vegetarian?
That's a pretty thin excuse. There's no place to dig worms around here anyway.
Sure, there are lots of places.
Well, I noticed that you didn't bring any home.
Well, I didn't have anything to crack the pavement with. I would have. Well, it ain't enough to eat.
Where have you been?
The condemned man didn't even eat a hearty breakfast.
See here. What's the matter with you anyway?
Well, you see, it was like this. A long time ago, when I was just a little child, I was eating frog legs and I got kicked in the head.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since, I've had a desire to get up early in the morning. Well, today I got rid of my
inhibition.
Yeah, my inhabitants. I got up early and I went out for a walk.
Have you the nerve to stand there and tell me that you got up and went for a walk of your own free will?
Well, it wasn't exactly free. It cost me a good deal of effort.
Oh, I ought to...
Get me something to eat.
All right, I'll get you something to eat, but the only reason I'm doing it is because it's a lot of fun. As far as you're concerned, I wouldn't give you the static off our radio to keep you from starving to death. Sal, you went out without your scarf.
What do you think of that? I did it then. No, you know, it seems to me I put it on when I went out. I bet you some pickpocket took it.
Now, you see here, that's selfish of you. If you should get sick with one of your sore throats, that'd put us out on the pavement. It's not fair.
Yeah, it ain't fair to me to let me starve to death either.
Well, come out in the kitchen. I got some ham fried for you and maybe an egg.
Or two.
Sit down and don't get it in my way.
All right, but it's getting so I'm afraid to sneeze around this joint.
Let me hear you sneeze, and I'll wrap you up like a Christmas package and put you in bed with the biggest, hottest mustard plaster you ever saw.
Yeah, I like it with mayonnaise. Hurry up them eggs and things, will you?
Say, what do you think this is, a beanery or something?
Well, this apartment looks like something, all right, but it ain't a beanery.
There you are, and you don't deserve it.
Boy, that looks good. Look at them eggs, huh? Yolks as big as baseballs.
You know, I'm going to learn how to cook good. I'm going to make some biscuits tonight after the show.
Well, you get a better permit from the government to carry concealed weapons first. I'll never forget the first ones you made. I still got a dent in my stomach from them.
What's the matter? Why aren't you eating your ham?
Well, on account of the way it tastes, for one thing.
Well, the butcher told me it was the best he had.
He wasn't counting his shoes, was he?
He said he cured it himself.
Maybe he did cure it, but it's had a relapse since.
Well, maybe I didn't cook it right.
Cook it? I thought you tanned it.
Oh, gee, I'm so disappointed I could cry. Here it is, the first breakfast we've had in our apartment, and I have to do something to the ham. Oh, gee.
Oh, gee, baby, I was only kidding. It's the best ham I ever tasted, honest. Look, I'm eating it, see?
Hmm. You look like you were eating an inner tube.
Oh, it's a little tough, but it's got a nice flavor. That's the way I like it. It's exactly right for me. Of course, there's some people who like it tender, but not me. When I eat, I want to know I'm eating something.
Gee, you're sweet, but don't eat any more of it. I'm afraid it'll make you sick. Thanks for the act, though.
Okay. I'd eat a handful of safety razor blades for you.
I don't believe it. But I haven't any anyway, so we'll let that go. Say.
Oh, here it comes.
Where were you this morning? I know that you wouldn't get out of bed at that time to do anything that you should do. You wouldn't even follow your inclinations if they got out of bed before noon.
Listen, you're so suspicious that every time I yawn, you think I'm saying something under my breath.
Then why that silly expression on your face?
I can't put it anywhere else, can I?
You've done something, Val. Now, what is it?
I went for a walk, I tell
you. Yeah, that's what you tell me. What did you do? We've been married a long time, and this is the first time you ever got out of bed without me having to commit violence to get you out.
Well, I tell you, I went out and got a secret.
Ooh.
You got so fresh and cocky about yours, I just thought I'd better get one, too. You'd be getting to think you're the only guy that could have one.
Any guy can have a secret. It's the smart guys that can keep them.
Yeah, I suppose you think I ain't smart enough to keep a secret or something, huh?
Well, if you're smart, you've been keeping it a secret from me for a long time.
You know, fooling kid. You take more falls out of me than the guy that tore up the calendar. Honest, Alan, if I believed everything you told me, I'd have a head the size of a peanut.
Now, don't be stubborn and tell me what this surprise of yours is all about.
Nothing doing. This is a secret.
No, fooling. You're so stubborn that I'm surprised you can get both your feet to walk in the same direction at once.
And after I watch you dance sometimes, I think you need a compass. You know, to point due north and due south instead of due to trip.
Oh, come on. Tell me what all this is about. Are you sure this isn't a confession instead of a secret you've got to tell me?
Now, listen. You know what I'm going to do before I even think about it. You must have second sight or something.
That's woman's intuition.
Yeah, some people just call it nosy.
Aw, Val, tell me.
It's a surprise. You wouldn't tell me yours, so you got to wait like I did, see?
When are you going to show it to me?
Well, get on your hat and coat, and I'll take it out and show it to you now. It seems I've known you a long time, and You're a friend of the family's and everything.
I gotta wash the dishes first.
What do we got a cat for?
Come on, you wipe them and I'll wash them. It'll only take a minute.
Me, an artist, wipe dishes? That's beneath my dignity.
The only thing that I could think of that'd be beneath your dignity would be buttoning a worm's vest. Your art. Your art. If an art is something you consecrate your life to, then yours is sleeping. Mm. There's a dish towel
Where?
Over there.
I won't do it.
Here, be careful of this dish. What's a surprise?
Well, I ain't gonna tell you. You talked me out of one surprise, and you ain't gonna talk me out of this one, see? Another thing, you're gonna be surprised even if I had to put mousetraps in your pocket to do it.
Be careful of those dishes.
Listen, don't you worry about me. You think this guy Willard can juggle, huh? Watch this.
Hey, Val, don't do that. Or if you break that dish, I'll christen you with all the rest of
Listen,
them.
Listen, these dishes are just as safe.
Now you've gone and done it, Smarty. You've broken it.
No, it ain't broken. It's just ain't fully assembled, that's all. But don't worry, we got another dish, ain't we? That's one we won't have to go to all the trouble of washing again.
You're the most awkward person in the world. The only thing you ain't broken is your sleep and your shadow.
Well, listen, I'm just strong, that's all.
You couldn't even lift a mortgage on an apple box.
Well, after looking at the rest of the furniture in this place, see, I just come to the conclusion that a broken dish was the only thing that would have enough angles to go with it, boy.
Yeah. Between those dishes you broke and those I washed, we're through. Never mind about the dish, darling. Let's go and see this surprise of yours.
Okay. Get your hat and coat.
And you get your scarf.
Listen, I don't need it. It's warm out. Even a chorus girl couldn't get goose pimples.
Well, a hoofer will get bruised if he don't wear his scarf.
Oh, wee. Someday I'm going to a sanitarium and rough it.
Let me catch you without that scarf and you'll be going to a receiving hospital to get darned.
Come on, will you?
All right, let's go and see the surprise. I'm as excited as a knife thrower's partner when the knife thrower has hiccups.
Hey, listen, did you feed Louise?
Oh, gee, I forgot. I'll go now. Honey?
Yeah?
Oh, I haven't any seed for her.
Well, open up a can of corn.
Well, be a thing.
Sure, ain't corn a grain?
Well, I don't know where you learned that it was. In fact, this is the first time I ever heard you say a can of corn. I thought you thought it was tame and bottled.
Yeah, you feed that kind of corn to Louise and she'd think she was an eagle. She'd come home and find her flying around with pun between her teeth.
Birds have them teeth.
Well, and corn's just a thing for her. She won't be troubled with getting it between her teeth.
All right, but I never heard of a bird eating corn.
Hey, come on, hurry up and open up the can. Let's get going.
Will you change Louise's water?
Oh, Louise ain't no goldfish.
She ain't no camel either.
Well, I can tell that from here.
Here's your coffee and cakes, Louise, honey.
Come on, let's go.
Okay, Skipper.
Listen, you know, I didn't like these run-at-yourself elevators. This morning I found out they had their good points. You know how I hate to go down on a fast elevator, don't you? Well, I discovered in this thing that if you punch the buttons from floor to floor, you can go down a little at a time, see? It ain't half bad that way, it ain't taking a little at a time.
Well, we aren't going down this little by little, because I'm going to see a surprise.
Oh, gosh, I hate to go down in elevators. If you got to live on the 18th floor, I'm going to buy a parachute and jump out the window. I'd feel better.
Go on, push the button.
No, you do it. I ain't got the nerve. Oh.
I can't understand why going down in elevators gets you. Does that make you sick?
No, don't make me sick. It feels like your stomach got caught in a nail at the top floor. And by the time you get down, it's all stretched. Oh.
Well, there's one trip that's over anyhow.
Whew, boy, and ain't I glad.
Why, you're positively pale.
Yeah, I fade in high altitudes. Hey, ain't that doorman looks at me every time I go in and out like I was at groceries and ought to be sent around to the rear or something. Yeah, and if he don't cut it out, the only thing he's going to be able to look at will be the ceiling.
Shh, don't do that.
You sound like a leaky radiator.
Oh, gee, isn't it sunshiny and warm out this morning?
Yeah, I think I better take off my scarf, huh?
You do, and you'll be putting on a shroud. Or call a taxi and let's get this surprise of yours over.
Call a taxi. Ha, ha, ha. Don't make me laugh. Step right this way, please.
Don't, Val. The guy that owns it might come out and get sore because we're monkeying around his car.
Listen, the guy that owns it is out and he won't get sore. This is the delivery wagon of Laverne and Valentine.
Val!
Like it, baby? Gee, look at them fenders, huh?
Did you buy it this morning?
Yeah.
Well, how did you pay for it?
I bought it on time.
Well, you'll be doing time if you don't watch out. Oh, gee, it's beautiful. The swellest purple color.
Yeah, it's freewheeling, too.
Freewheeling?
Mm-hmm.
Say, what do you know about that? The only freewheeling you ever heard of was pushing a wheelbarrow in a prison yard. You're going to drive it.
I am. I drove it here.
Did you hit anything?
Oh, not much.
Where did you learn?
The guy that sold me the car gave me a book.
Oh, gee, a car, an apartment. Oh, honey, kiss me.
You mean right here on the street?
No, on the mouth.
No, nothing to it. People liable to think I'm a sheik or something. Go on, get in, huh? We go for a ride in the country. We go over to Brooklyn.
Well, suppose the brakes don't work or something. Would you know what to do?
Sure, hit something cheap.
Oh, boy, won't we panic them when we drive up the theater and this?
Yeah, if we don't drive through it, we will.